Good morning, everyone. This is CNN 10. I'm Isabel Rosales, and I am so happy to be back filling in. Happy Friday, or as Coy would say, Happy Fry-yay. All right, we've got a jam-packed show for you since the news does not take a day off. So let's finish the week strong and get right into it. We start first in California, where 25 million people from Southern California to the San Francisco Bay Area are under a rare red flag fire warning. Powerful winds fueled fast-moving wildfires earlier this week, and the extreme weather conditions are expected to worsen as those winds are forecast to pick up speed. Officials are calling the fire event life-threatening. The mountain fire in Ventura County burned into neighborhoods, setting homes on fire. Thousands evacuated before that fire spread to more than 14,000 acres in just a matter of hours. California's Governor Gavin Newsom announced FEMA support for fire rescues in the area. He also estimated that roughly 3,500 homes, structures, and businesses have been affected by the mountain fire. The officials are still working to determine that number as the fire rages. Hundreds of firefighters and dozens of fire engines are on the ground working to contain that fire. The worsening weather conditions have been no help to crews, already battling limited visibility from all the smoke and flames. Fire officials say it has been unsafe to operate helicopters with the fire conditions at the time. And so far, fire officials say at least two people have been hospitalized with possible smoke inhalation. All schools in Ventura County are closed due to the fires. And certainly we hope that everyone there and those affected by the fires are staying safe. CNN's Nick Watt is on the ground in California giving us a first-hand look as crews battle the blaze.
This is not a backcountry wildfire. We are in a city right now, the city of Camarillo, population around 70,000. These firefighters right now are trying to contain this blaze in a fence around somebody's property, and those winds are fanning these flames. Gusts of 60-plus miles an hour, perfect conditions right now, unfortunately, for a wildfire. I don't remember the last time it rained around Los Angeles. Many people have been evacuated. Homes have been lost and people have been injured.
10-second trivia. The first aqueduct, or artificial channel for moving water, was built by what ancient empire? Is it the Mongol Empire, Roman Empire, Ottoman, or Assyrian Empire? Your answer here is the Roman Empire, building the first aqueduct in 312 BCE and constructing the waterways throughout Europe, North Africa, and Asia Minor. One of the most popular tourist destinations in the world was actually built at the endpoint of an ancient Roman aqueduct. The Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy, draws millions of visitors each year, and the 262-year-old landmark is getting some much-needed work done. Officials are restoring and cleaning out a decade's worth of mineral deposits, grime, and junk stuck in the fountain. It's all happening ahead of the 2025 Vatican Jubilee, which actually begins on Christmas Eve this year. CNN's Barbie Latsanado talked to some of the tourists there. Take a look.
The Trevi Fountain here in central Rome normally conjures up images of romance. Couples throwing coins in the fountain for luck and love. But lately, it looks more like a breakup zone. The city is refurbishing this 18th century Baroque masterpiece. So they've set up what has been described as a swimming pool or bathtub to collect the coins. But as you can see, it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, we're a little disappointed we've come all this way, but it, just to get into the vibe of everything, it's good.
Legend says that if you throw one coin over your shoulder into the fountain, you'll come back to the Eternal City. Two coins means you'll fall in love with an attractive Italian, and three coins ensures you'll marry them. No one knows what it means when you miss the water altogether. The bathtub will be here until the 300,000 euro renovation is done and the real Trevi Fountain is filled with water once more.
We're disappointed. We love it anyway. I don't think we'll come back another time on this trip, but we'll probably come back another time maybe after the big jubilee in 2025 when everything's not under construction.
Window washing skyscrapers or tall buildings is a complex operation that can make anyone with a fear of heights queasy just thinking about the dangers that come with it. But an Israel-based tech company is changing that, modernizing the work with an AI-powered robot that uses cameras and sensors to do that risky, dirty work of leaving windows spotless. Our affiliate KTVK gives us a look at how it works.
It's not a bird or plane these people are watching at this high-rise building in uptown Dallas.
We have the vertical robot unit, which is the robot that you see that is walking on the building, some kind of a Spider-Man, and the cleaning device.
This window cleaning robot has a name, Ibex. It's named after the gravity-defying goat that climbed up mountains.
So we combine a lot of AI, algorithm, vision, and different sensors to actually build and simplify this environment to make it very easy.
The robots have onboard cameras that will scan the window, look for window panels, and then work over those to make sure no spots are missed.
You don't need to put anyone at risk. You get a lot of data.
The robots vertically climb buildings, reducing the risk of humans cleaning windows, although a single person is still involved.
We call it more of a babysitter, but on the operator perspective, he has the tablet. You just press a button, and the robot knows exactly what it needs to do.
Robotics CEO Ido Genesar says the robots are already in Asia and the Middle East.
Right, when we're talking with landlords from the U.S.
Gattaca hosted the U.S. release in Dallas.
We decided to Texas because we believe that, you know, today it's one of the fastest growing states here in the U.S., and we've seen the demand here in the market.
Ibex also inspects buildings and lets landlords know where issues may arise.
Doesn't make sense that people are still doing the same thing as they did it 60, 70 years ago.
It's technology taking North Texas into the 21st century, one AI robot at a time.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is a furry stowaway causing some airport chaos. Travelers at LaGuardia Airport's Terminal A got a surprise when a raccoon dropped in near check-in and security. Contrary to popular beliefs, the furry creatures are not TSA approved.
This unexpected traveler snuck into LaGuardia Airport in New York.
Hey, yo, someone get this
Social media video captured a raccoon hanging from a cable in the ceiling at a Spirit Airlines gate. The Port Authority of New York says the raccoon was safely released outside with the help of a professional wildlife control company, and no injuries were reported.
And now for the best part of the day. It is time to send a shout out to our friends at South Cobb High School in Austell, Georgia. Yes, also the high school of our producer here at CNN 10. Fly high, Eagles. What a great way to end the week. Thank you all for letting me guest host this amazing show. And don't worry, Coy, we'll be back here next week. And until next time, thank you for letting me be a part of the CNN 10 family. Have a great weekend, everyone.